This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees in Darbhanga, Bihar. In a major boost to health infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of AIIMS Darbhanga worth over 1,260 crore rupees. It will have a super speciality hospital and Ayush block, a medical college, a nursing college, night shelter and residential facilities, among others. The Prime Minister also dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects. These kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for the passengers. We go over live now to Darbhanga, where the Prime Minister is addressing a public meeting.
लाभ होगा इस अस्पताल में एक ही छत के नीचे कैंसर के इलाज की सभी सुविधाएं उपलब्ध होगी। अब तक जिन मरीजों को इलाज के लिए दिल्ली मुंबई जाना पड़ता है उन्हें यहीं पर बेहतर इलाज मिल सकेगा और मुझे खुशी है कि बिहार को आने वाले समय में आंख का भी एक बड़ा अस्पताल मिलने जा रहा है। अभी हमारे मंगल जी बता रहे थे कुछ दिन पहले जब मैं काशी में था तो वहां कांची कामकोटी के शंकराचार्य जी से आशीर्वाद से बहुत बड़ा आंखों का अस्पताल बना है।
In Jharkhand, polling is underway peacefully in different parts of the state today for the first phase of assembly elections amidst tight security arrangements. The additional chief electoral officer, Dr. Neha Arora, said an estimated 29.31% voting was recorded till 11 a.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts are going to polls in this phase. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where polling will be concluded by 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide the political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren of BJP from Saraikela, Rajya Sabha MP and JMM candidate Mahua Marji from Ranchi, Rameshwar Rao of Congress from Lohardagga, Saryu Rai of Janata Dal United from Jamshedpur West, and Harilal Mahato of AJSU from Ichagar are among important candidates whose fate will be decided today. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar has appealed to the electorate to cast their vote fearlessly. Our correspondent Sanjeev Sharma is joining us live from Ranchi. Sanjeev, tell us about the security arrangements at the polling stations in Jharkhand.
As you already said, the first phase of elections in Jharkhand is going on peacefully. Around 30% voting recorded in the initial 4 hours. Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements apart from local security agencies. 200 companies of central security forces have also been deployed. We have already informed that 950 polling stations are sensitive in the first phase, and most of them are in Naxal-affected areas.
Right. Thank you, Sanjeev, for the details. Voting is underway for the bipolls on 7 assembly seats in Rajasthan. 69 candidates are in the fray on all 7 seats in the by-election. There are more than 19 lakh voters in the by-election who will decide the fate of the candidates. The Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency in Kerala recorded 29.3% polling till 11 a.m. Enthusiasm among voters was palpable as they came out in large numbers to exercise their franchise in many polling booths in the constituency. Wayanad is witnessing a triangular fight between Priyanka Gandhi of the United Democratic Front, Satyan Mukheri of Left Democratic Front and Navya Haridas of National Democratic Alliance, NDA. A total of 16 candidates are in the fray in Wayanad. Campaigning has intensified in Maharashtra and leaders across political parties are campaigning in various parts of the state to garner support of the electorate. And with that, we end this news bulletin.